prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, live on Facebook, live on the internet, stream, podcast, YouTube. We're doing it all now. It's amazing, huh? Anyway, those of you who are watching live on Facebook, you can actually comment on Facebook and your comments will automatically appear on the screen as we're doing our show. And if we can answer a question while we're talking, we're happy to do that. My show today is, of course, Science for Humans. We're going to talk about why athletes must supplement. And quite frankly, if you're a weekend warrior, think of yourself more as an athlete than an average American. So it's an important discussion for those of you who just train really hard. You may not consider yourself an athlete, but to the world of normal people, you are an athlete. Then after that, I'm going to be talking about heart. Excuse me. And not in a way that you think about heart. Having heart is at the core of people like myself and, of course, my co-host who's going to join me in just a second, Dr. Jeff Gallini. It's why we do the things that we do in the gym, but having heart comes with responsibility, so we're going to talk about that in just a second. Without further ado.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
Dr. J, how you doing, brother?
Good. You got it going on there, Carl.
Got a lot going on, man. I am. Yeah. This is new and improved Superhuman Radio.
You're making me jealous here now, boy.
Yeah. Anyway. and the second half of today's show will interest you. So I hope you can turn around. And I know that you have back-to-back production today. But I hope that you get a chance to listen to the second half of today's show, because I think that you'll agree with a lot of the things I'm going to talk about when we talk about heart. But let's get on to the real important topic here.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that, and I know people who've said, oh, you don't need to supplement if you just eat a well-rounded diet. That's probably not true for the average person, but the reality is that's absolutely not true for the athlete, right?
You know, you said something that was interesting because I'm just finishing another clinical trial on a transdermal delivery. And from the medical standpoint, when you say an active person, they go, do you want an athlete or do you want a couch potato? So they describe anyone who exercises as an athlete. So when you said, hey, weekend warriors, no, you're an athlete. If you exercise, you work out, you're an athlete. But you're absolutely right. You know, I can't tell you how many times from, and I don't mean to say this rudely, but uneducated people who will make that statement, well, you can just get it all from your foods. Well, apparently they haven't checked out history that, you know, when the Industrial Revolution started and we started burning fossil fuels, that's when things really have changed. You know, I mean, you probably know back from your grandparents and my grandparents, I mean, the gardens and, you know.
Food, the stuff that grows out of the ground today isn't the same quality. And the real reason for that is that conventional farming today has depleted the soil of a lot of things, and they only replace a few, right? Phosphorus, nitrogen, and something else. That's all they replace over and over again. Mm-hmm. And we know that when they test certain crops, they don't have the nutrient ratios that they're supposed to have any longer.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's just America. You know, Europe is healthier. Well, I saw a study a few years ago that was done in Europe. And they were testing for pesticides in regular crops and then all the organic crops. And they found that the normal crops contain something like 80% pesticides, but the organic were in the 30%.
Yeah, there's still pesticide residue in organics, right?
Yeah. So it isn't just in the United States. Now, maybe if you can go out to some remote part in the jungle that is untapped, that's
pristine
probably
land.
Why a lot of those people, yeah, are healthier, but not here.
And the reality is that pristine land would have to be isolated from any conventional farming, probably by at least 50 miles and maybe more, because what people don't realize is that when they spray crops, the spray doesn't just stay there. It evaporates. It goes into the clouds. It comes down in rain 100 miles away.
Well, and it gets down into the ground. Like out here, it gets into the well water. So, I mean, folks, if you have a well, that well isn't just under your house. I mean, it runs miles and miles.
In all directions. Right.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something else for a second. Let's say it's true that you can get everything you need nutritionally from your diet.
Right.
But you would actually have to consume a great deal of food. I can kill your mic for a second if you want.
Yeah.
If you want to cough, go ahead. Dead it. Do it. Okay.
I killed mine too. I'm good. Sorry about that, folks.
That's okay. That's why we have these buttons, brother.
I trained too hard last night. We did legs, and, you know, I was grunting and yelling, and now I kind of lost my voice.
Seriously, that's awesome, man. I want to come and train with you now. I really do.
Oh, I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
But wait.
I want to make a point here, because I think that you're going to agree with me. So if you were to really eat all the food that you need to eat, the volume of food that you need to eat in order to get everything you need nutritionally, you're also consuming a lot of stuff you don't want, like pesticides, like herbicides, like other things that you just don't want in your body.
Well, but here's the thing. Let's say there were no pesticides, and we don't radiate our foods, and everything is actually grown organically. The problem still is most people don't eat these things raw. You're going to wash them with soap, or you're going to use tap water. If you cook them, you know, you're literally cooking the majority of the nutrients out. So again, you know, that's fine for, you know, for fuel, for fiber. You know, you can pick up, you do pick up vitamins and things. I mean, we don't have scurvy because most of us eat enough, you know, citrus fruits or fruits that contains vitamin C. So yes, you can be healthy if you could eat well. But now we're talking about, you know, an athlete. And I always go back to cars because people seem to be able to relate to cars better than they can the human body. What's the difference between a high-performance race car and your normal car? Well, besides parts and things, but same with an athlete. You know, they're putting the right additives, the right fuel. These are all supplements. You can't pull a high-performance car up to the town pump and think it's going to go out there and perform. Will it run on regular gas? Yeah, but is it going to run? No. Body is the same way. You know, you need more high-octane things, and that's where supplements came into to view. I think what happens, Carl, is, you know, the food fanatics out there, whatever you want to call them, they don't realize that we're saying these are supplements. Look up the in the dictionary what the definition is. They mean they supplement food. Anybody who tells me I'm not going to eat, I'm only going to take supplements, well, you're stupid. I mean, you know, don't.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No. Even from a food standpoint, you know, you can't just drink protein drinks and carbolin all day and call it good. You know, I'd love for you to do that. But, you know, that's not healthy. You've got to get in food because you need, you know, those aminos, those proteins, those fats, nutrients that, you know, are found in the food items. Plus, that's how our digestive systems work, you know.
So Rob Regish and I had this discussion just yesterday on the show. We just happened to get onto this. And short of Rio Blair introducing protein powder, which at that time was horrible, it was soy protein and nobody could digest it. The very, very, very first supplement was liver tablets, right?
It was, you know, liver tablets were out back then. When Blair came in with his product, yeah, it was terrible. It was soy. It tasted so bad. He actually, the first one, he used fish. And that didn't work very well. I remember Arnold talking about trying that thing, and he said it was so bad. He goes, and normally I could have eaten anything. So they ended up changing it to soy. Later on, he did add some caseinates and things to it.
Of course, Ovaltine came out with the first. People don't realize this. When you and I were kids, Ovaltine was that chocolate drink we had in the morning, but Ovaltine started out in the medical foods business making protein powders for hospitals.
Yep. Yeah. So again, you know, you got to look at how the body works. What do you need? You know, so we aren't living in a perfect world any longer. We know that our food sources are adulterated, they're radiated, and what happens is that kills all the nutrients. You know, you wonder why we have so many ailments today. Has anyone actually thought and, you know, said, why is there so much diabetes? Why is there so much ADD? Why are people gluten intolerant? Why do we have all these allergies? Well, folks, it's coming from the environment.
Right.
You know, you're not getting what you need from foods.
So and you're getting things you don't want from food. You're getting a lot of chemicals from food.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we've seen that most of these vegetables, there are no B vitamins left in them. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you grow them in your backyard, you know, which then you probably will get some that are have vitamins, you're still going to, you know, be cross-contaminated with pesticides and things. Unless, like you said, you live 50 or 100 miles from any farming, but you don't know where the seeds come from because they don't have to tell you on those packages. But those B vitamins are crucial for our body to absorb. You know, you can eat as much protein as you want, but if your body can't absorb it, you've got some expensive waste. And that's why vitamins and minerals are so, so, so important, especially for athletes, because we're taking in more protein, we're taking in more calories, you know, and we want to be able to use those for muscle building and food. And again, being deficient in vitamins and minerals, you're not going to absorb it.
I got to plug a product of yours. I know you don't do this typically, but I have to do it. So when you and I first started doing this show, VitaDrive was still using cyanocobalamin.
Right,
but you and I had a conversation, and you said, you know, I'm going to put methyl. So VitaDrive now uses methylcobalamin, the activated form of B12. VitaDrive, every person, I use it, every person in the audience needs a base of vitamins and minerals to build from. VitaDrive is that base. It's a great product. It's made for hard training athletes. It's got more of the things that we need because we're hard training. I don't know why everyone doesn't use VitaDrive as one of their staple supplements. It's a great product. And I got to tell you something. I took it for 2 weeks and I noticed the difference in the way I felt.
And the thing it is, again, you know, we're so misled by marketing here that the next latest greatest thing, if we don't feel something, you know, I guess if I put a bunch of caffeine in there, people would probably take it. But that should be the number one thing that you should take. Get rid of everything else and go back to basics. When you're an athlete, what do they teach you? Fundamentals. Well, you need to look at how the human body works and get back to fundamentals. I actually developed VitaDrive back in 1983. And it wasn't until the last couple years, like you and I talking and having more information, that I actually made some slight changes. Number one was there was a better form of B12.
Right.
So I swapped out the B12. I took out a couple things that I found actually were hindering the absorption. I've got it in a capsule because these vitamins are all water soluble, which means they're in and out. So if you trickle them in, you're not going to get enough in your system. You got to hit it all at one time. It's kind of a shotgun theory. That's why you'll notice your urine is, we call it the yellow stream. That's okay. It's not very expensive, you know.
Right.
But you're going to assure yourself that you have whatever you're deficient in that day, you know, you're getting in.
Well, there's another big advantage to VitaDrive that I understand that a lot of the audience may not. When you buy a tablet that's pressed, most often they have to add moisture to the original powder in order to press it. That's why when a tablet is cold pressed, they'll say on the bottle, cold pressed tablet specifically. If it doesn't say cold pressed, then if you're using a tablet, it's been pressed using some sort of water usually.
Right.
When you add water to these powders, they start to go bad because of something called hydrolysis. So when you buy a tablet form of a vitamin, if it's 6 months old and it's not as strong anymore, it's already degrading. These are capsules. The powders are in the original raw form that they were when it was blended. It's going to stay better. It's going to deliver more of what you're paying for.
And the other thing that I don't like tablets, and you know, we have some tablet presses here because I do some, you know, sublingual and some specialized things, but all tablets use cellulose as their binding agent. We don't put it in our proteins because we know what happens. Things It's like glue.
Yeah.
So most of these vitamins are sticking with that cellulose. It's an insoluble fiber. It's passing right through you. It can't be absorbed.
Yes.
So that's another bad thing about it. The other thing is people are always looking to make them harder and harder and harder so that they don't break apart.
Yes.
And most of the time they don't break down in the stomach. And they have a very difficult time even breaking down in the intestines. And I don't care if they say they're sugar-coated and enteric-coated. Most of them just use like a wax to make them shiny.
Carnauba. So, they use Carnauba. Yeah. Jeff, when we were young, you used to buy Carnauba wax to wax your car. And it actually is on the outside of a lot of tablets. It says it, Carnauba. Whenever I look at that, I think, wait a minute. We used to wax our cars with that stuff in the 60s.
I was working on a cream formula, and one of the things that the customer asked me was for Carbauba wax.
Right.
Now, this is a topical, and it was to make it thick. And I thought about that same thing. I thought, I would not eat this stuff. This is what they're putting on the Coke tablets. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, there was a wax in this when we were young. It was called turtle wax.
Yep.
And it's probably still made today. And turtle wax, the whole premise behind turtle wax, that it made a shell on your car as hard as a turtle shell. It was Carnauba wax. Now, next time you buy a supplement that's a tablet, turn it over and look. And if you find Carnauba wax as the coating on that, throw that away now, right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, or you know, if you really want it, go buy some and wax it. But that's what I like about capsules, you know, is 15 to 20 minutes, those capsules are completely digested. They're all made out of gelatin. So, again, that's a good protein source, like eating Jell-O. And then everything inside doesn't stick to that. It's intact. It disperses. And, again, that just happens to be one very, very important supplement that, again, athletes have to take. Matter of fact, even couch potatoes, you guys are worse off. I mean, you know, or if you just think that, well, I'm not an athlete, but I walk. You got to have a vitamin, and VitaDrive is the one that I recommend, not because we make it, but because I can make whatever I want. This is the best of the best,
yeah.
And it has only had to been changed one time since the 1980s. I mean, how about that?
Because, and why is that? That's because those staple supplements have been with us through evolution. They don't have to be updated. There are better forms of B12, as you saw.
But that's it.
But you know, the interesting thing is, four caps is a dose, but I find six caps works best for me. And that's when I took six caps a day in 2 weeks, I actually felt different. I felt like I had more energy. Mm. Not that kind of energy that I get from taking a pre-workout, but just the energy throughout the day. And I swear by VitaDrive. I swear by it.
Yeah. See, I only use two for myself, but I've always been quite sensitive, you know, and less usually works for me, you know. But
there's a perfect example of another thing that people have to understand about supplements. You need to decide what your serving size is. The serving size on the bottle is a suggestion, but you need to find the lowest effective dose that works for you.
Yep. And how do you do that? You know, you start with one. And again, you know, when you take a vitamin, if you don't feel well, if your skin isn't glowing, you've got more energy, not caffeine energy, but you feel better, sleep better, then you up the dose. And if you buy a tablet form and you don't feel any better, then that's why it literally isn't working. And there are a lot of cheap vitamins out there, because right now the whole vitamin industry is in an uproar because, you know, the majority of them come from China. China has passed this Clean Air Act. They're shutting down factories, and the factories that are complying are spending a lot of money. I mean, and the price is going through the roof. So now you're going to see more and more people cheating on these things because, for instance, like B2 is almost $100 a kilo. Used to be $6, you know?
Wow.
And what happens is when China raises their price, so does Japan and Korea and everybody else that makes it. Supply and demand, short supply.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. And then also, let's talk about that. You kind of intrigued me when I talked about leg training. I want to tell you about that later. Okay?
All right.
So we're talking today with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans and Why Athletes Must Supplement. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein, grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy, plus wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking today with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about why athletes must supplement, and they really do have to supplement. You know, the reality is the majority of Americans need to supplement, but you can't convince them to take anything more than a Centrum, which is a waste of, time and money. But if you're a hard training athlete or you just train on the weekends, you absolutely have to supplement because no matter how much food you're eating, you're lacking certain things. So you need that foundational apparatus, at least, to cover the bases, in my humble opinion. So, do you want to talk any more about the supplementation thing? You want to talk about your leg training episode and what's going on over there?
Yeah, while we're on that topic, I did supplement before I went to the gym. again, I don't know how people can fuel themselves. Carb phobia, stop the badness.
I know. You can get it for free just by going to superhumanradio.net. Yeah. It's right there. We're getting mad downloads of it.
Yeah. So January starting is the EFX Sports Transformation Challenge. Grand prize is about 20 grand worth of cash, prizes, a trip out here to Billings to train with me. Basically, what it's involved is whoever transforms their body the most in 3 months. Now, we'll start promoting here really soon, and anyone can get involved anytime during January. You know, once January hits, you know, you'll be too far behind by the time February. But it's whether you want to gain weight, lose weight, change. One gal said, I want a bigger butt. Well, whatever you want to do, you know, it's all about changing your body. I'm going to be showing you what I'm doing. I've got a couple guys. I've got one guy that's 62 years old, and I got another guy that's 23 years old that I actually will be training in the gym. So I'll be showing you what their meal plans are, what supplements they're using. So again, we're sharing, we're giving information, but that's what's going on. So anyhow, I thought if I'm going to have to train with these guys, I better start picking it up, because even the 62 year old, you know, he's an ex big time bodybuilder that actually just moved out here from California, Gary Kikuchi, a professional trainer. And Kyle Benton is my younger guy that we're going to work out. So we did legs last night. I wanted to show them what they were going to be in for.
So tell me what a leg routine is like for you.
So last night, what we did was because this is with our first leg routine with me, we started with extensions. And now Kyle knows I'm kind of a 5-set guy.
Mm-hmm,
and
me too.
we're on like set 7. He goes, do you know this is 7? I'm like, yeah, well, the first one or two are just warming up. We just kept adding plates. So we did about 7 sets of, you know, 10, 15 reps. And we got up to where they were struggling getting that 10th rep. And they said, oh, are we doing hamstrings now? I said, oh, no, we're just warming up.
So you're a big fan of that. That's an old style training. Yeah. You pre-fatigue the quads before you actually do the heavy work.
Oh, yeah. That was just a warm up. Then we got over on the hack squat machine. Now we're going heavy. So we did 5 sets and we worked our way up to a heavy working weight. And then they're like, okay, calves. I said, no, now we're going to go squat. So then you went
and free bar squatted.
We did. We went and free bar squatted. Now we didn't go heavy. I said, look, we're going to do reps. So, you know, I'm the middle guy in age. So, you know, Gary, you're older than me. So you got to at least do what I'm doing. Kyle, you better do more than me.
Right.
So, you know, I started out, I did the first one. I think I did 15 reps. And then of course they did 16. And then we added a little bit of weight. We didn't go over 225. And I think I knocked out 30. And they were just freaking out because it's like, what is that? I said, trust me, you'll be sore tomorrow.
Right.
And then after that, we went and did seated hamstring curls. And then we did standing calves. So really, last night was more of a quad day. Normally, I like to do hamstrings first, but I really wanted to bomb the
calf. I remember that about you. In your career, you had beautiful legs and you had big hanging hamstrings, and you told me once when I was out there that you always trained hamstrings first.
I did, because my quads grew so fast. And you know, hamstrings, I would see people train, and when I trained with them, we would hit quads, and then it'd be like
hams were an afterthought.
Let's do a couple sets of hamstrings, or let's do a couple sets of calves. So you know, there'd be workouts where I would do calves first, but I always did hamstrings first because it put so much blood into it. When I went to squat, my legs would bounce. My hamstring was so big.
They call that tissue leverage. So it actually aided you in the bottom of your squat.
Oh, yeah, it did. So I knew hilarious. I was at parallel when my hamstring hit my calves, you know. So, but that's what we did last night. It was a great workout. And again, I just wanted them to get ready. Because, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. And Kyle looked at me and said, well, that's a different side of you. And I said, well, you know, you wanted to really train. This isn't me just showing you. You know, you said, let's train legs. So to me, let's train legs.
Right.
You know?
And there's a lot of evidence that you have to make a decision. And it's hard. The ego makes it very difficult to stick to this decision sometimes.
Right.
But if you're going to be bodybuilding, where the objective is to have muscles get bigger and bigger,
mm-hmm.
it's a completely different workout than if you're going to be powerlifting, where the goal is to lift more and more weight. And while a lot of people think, because they see guys like Ronnie Coleman squatting 700 pounds, Ronnie started out as a powerlifter, first of all. People need to understand that. But when the core of Ronnie's work was volume and reps, volume and reps, volume and reps. He was just so strong that he was able to do the volume and the high reps with weight that people are in awe of. But if you want to grow muscle, you need to do the 20 and 30 rep stuff a lot.
You got to. I used to tell people in the squat, you put a 45-pound bar of weight on there, and when you can do that 10 times, then you add a 45. Don't put a 5 or 10, you know, and do singles. When you can get that 10, you go to 225. When you can get that 10, you go to 315. I mean, that's how you have to think, because, again, you know, people's ego and, you know, let's do singles. No, if you're a powerlifter, okay, that's a whole different way of training. But even when I powerlifted, you didn't do singles every single workout. You know, you did them periodically to know where you were, especially getting close to a meet. You needed to know what your max was so that you knew where to come in. But if you're trying to build your physique, get in better shape, you got to do the reps and handle as much weight as you can. But you got to do those exercises properly.
And the reps are important. If anybody who's driven a stick car knows that if you shift too soon, the engine labors and you don't pick up speed. The goal is to find what's known as the power band or the power curve of the engine. You need to find your power curve too. If you're a great 10 to 18 rep guy, then that's your power curve. You should shoot to stay between 10 and 18. When you get to 18, add enough weight where you can only do 10 and then build back up to 18 again. It's like shifting a car.
And by the way, there was no rest. One bap, bap, bap. The guy was on his second, doing his last set on hack squats. I was already on squats. We get over the hamstrings. I'm seeing these guys are dragging, and they slowed down on the first one. I said, guess what? We're going to superset hamstrings and calves. So that's how I kept them going.
Real quick. So how do people enter again if they want to win the train come to? And I hope they get to stay in the Tombstone Hotel, because that place is so cool.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have steak. You know what? Yeah. We're going to get we're putting that all together on all the details on how you enter. Basically, you're going to, you know, provide a before picture with what your goals are. And progress pictures. So we're going to have a site that you go to and get registered. It's absolutely free. And again, even if you aren't really excited about winning the grand prize, it's a good way to have some accountability, because there'll be thousands of people that are going to be working out with us virtually. And we're all going to try to hit our goals. Even I have some goals during this time, which I will reveal what my goals are as my training partners will reveal their goals. Each one of us are a little bit different. So
very good. And anything else we need to announce before we shift off?
No, just buy EFX Sports, man.
There you go. And really, VitaDrive should be the core, should be one of the base supplements. We didn't intend to talk about VitaDrive. I'm the one who decided to talk about VitaDrive. It was never discussed. But I really feel like VitaDrive is one of those supplements. It's not really sexy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like having a house. You don't really think much about it, but if it was gone, you would notice it. VitaDrive is one of those supplements that should be in everybody's repertoire. That's my opinion.
It's like putting oil in your car. You know, you don't notice it's in there, but if you don't have it, something's going to break down, and your body's the same way. So
check it out. All right, look, Dr. J, we'll talk soon, brother.
All right, take care.
All right, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about having heart and what it really means to have heart. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You create misery. Have your cake and eat it.
Nice to have a fully functioning studio again. I was telling Dr. J, you know, most people who own businesses, right? When their server goes down, they have an IT guy comes in and fixes stuff. They have a guy who does marketing. They have an accountant. I do it all. So it gets a little overwhelming sometimes, but you know, I'm lucky to be doing what I do. So I've been thinking a lot about heart lately, and I'll tell you why. I've injured myself enough now to understand that the reasons I injure myself are, A, I don't respect the process, and B, I rely a great deal on heart. I first heard the word heart used in performance when I was about 14 years old and I started working on the racetrack with thoroughbred racehorses. And grooms would always talk about a horse. And they'd say, he's got a lot of heart. A horse that finished a race and won, and you get him back to the barn and you realize that he's injured, but he finished the race and he won anyway. And he injured himself during the race. And they'd say, man, that horse has a big heart. He was running on a bad knee. He was running on buck shins. He was running with a problem in his hoof. And I started to understand that heart, or maybe willpower, but heart is different than willpower. Heart somehow embodies willpower and spirit, right? The heart is kind of a mythical thing we talk about. It's not just the physical heart of pumping blood, but it's part of that. It's physical, but it's spiritual, your heart. I remember the first time I heard anything about a large heart. I was 12 years old, and I was at a physical. I was having a checkup. I think it was for school or something. And our family physician at that time was a doctor named Dr. Merriweather. And he did a chest x-ray on me. They had never done a chest x-ray on me, but I guess I was 12 years old and it was time to do a chest x-ray. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in the room with my mom. And I remember him coming back in and putting my chest x-ray up on the fluoroscope or whatever they call that thing, the light panel. And looking at my mom and saying, his heart occupies a much larger area in his chest cavity than I would have imagined. And my mother said, is that a problem? And he said, no, his heart's strong and it beats fine, but it's just a really big heart. I never really thought about it after that because it didn't imply that I had any kind of physical ailment. And I went on with my life as a 12-year-old and forward. And then I start working at the racetrack, and I start hearing this word heart. This word heart carried so much meaning. We had horses that were champions, and they were champions in spite of injuries and problems, and it was always equated to their heart. In fact, I rubbed a horse. That's the term for when you're a groom. You take care of anywhere from 3 to 5 horses at a time. I rubbed a horse once that was a filly, a female horse, and her name was Sister Julie. And she, her sire, her father, was Buck Passer, a very, very famous horse, historically famous. And I remember she had a problem. It's called a gravel. She had kind of an abscess in her hoof, and we had to take care of it. Now, an abscess can become a very, very dangerous thing. The hoof can actually come off. If it infects the coffin bone inside the hoof can actually come off. And I remember Stevie Jurgens, who was the trainer that I was working for at the time, saying, well, it's a long way from her heart, implying like it's not that big of a deal. So this word heart, this mystical word heart, I was introduced in different types of athletes, equine athletes. Some of the greatest heroes I've ever had as a young man were horses. All Our Hopes was one of them. He was an amazing horse. They kept reviving him from injuries and bringing him back. He was a long horse. He loved to run 2 miles or more. He had bad legs, big straight legs, but he had a lot of heart, and they kept bringing him back. He'd injure himself. They'd send him to the farm. They'd do things to him. I remember at the end, he was an 8-year-old horse, which is pretty old at that time for a horse. And he went from being a stakes horse to being a claiming horse. So his class had slid over the years because of his injuries and so on. And we actually put him into a stakes race. I can't think of the name of it. It was a 2.5-mile race. And at that time, I was working for Buddy Jacobson. He was leading trainer at Aqueduct at the time. And so Buddy said, we have to ice him before the race because he's in such pain. So we literally froze his legs from the knees down. I remember him wanting to get out of that tub and the hot walker holding him there. And then after a little while, the stinging and pain goes away and then the numbness kicks in. And I remember him coming out of that ice bucket, me walking him over to the paddock at Aqueduct Racetrack in New York, worried about him because I'm thinking this poor horse can't feel his legs. And I remember saying to David Jacobson, Buddy's son, who was saddling the horse that day, I said, he can't feel his legs. And David looked at me and said, he runs on his heart. I'll never forget that. So this, and he won that race. He was a he was a claiming quality horse, dropped into a stakes race. I think he went out to off at 45-1. He paid $90 on a $2 bet. And he beat these horses by like 6 or 7 lengths. He ran like a jangle machine. I mean, he was disjointed and awkward looking, and his legs were too straight. And he won. And he won because of heart. Now fast forward to me and to you, and you'll understand what I'm talking about in a minute if you are one of these people. Over the past few years, I haven't trained properly, and what I mean by that is I take periods of time off. I party on the weekends and drink some alcohol. I go back into the gym, and instead of me saying to myself, respect the process, respect your body, back off, build up, take time, go slow. Because I can lift the weight at that moment, I do it. And then it seems easy, and I think, well, next workout, I jump right back in to a point in progression that I shouldn't. I should be jumping in back here, but I jump right back in. Because I have heart. I believe I can lift the weights. I know I can muscle them up, and I do. And many of you who are listening to me know what I'm talking about. I believe a Facebook friend of mine, Marek Nikolic, is one of these people too, because he injures himself just about as often as I do myself. Having heart it comes with responsibility. Because having heart means that in a situation where heroic levels of strength are required, you can turn it on. But it may hurt you, but you can turn it on. And having heart requires responsibility in knowing that that spiritual sense of heart, that ability to muster up what it takes to get it done, comes with consequences if your body is an unwilling participant. And so I'm really looking at the heart as a separate entity from the body. We know that athletes have bigger hearts than normal people. We know that. That's been shown in scientific studies. But I'm not talking about the physical heart, which, by the way, plays a role in this, and I'll explain how. But I'm talking about the mythical heart, the ability for you to go in there and look at that bar and pull it, even though everything says you shouldn't be able to. Charles Staley. Look at Charles Staley. Here is a man. I don't know how old Charles is, but he's got to be around my age, doing 405 for 10 reps. You look at him and you don't see a guy who can pull 405 for 10 reps at all. He's a very average looking guy, but Charles has a big heart. I'm talking about the mythical heart. I'm not talking about his actual ticker. If you're one of these people who can go into the gym and turn it on when you have to turn it on, maybe you shouldn't just because you can. Ask yourself, if you were a trainer working with somebody, if you would let them jump right back into that point just because they can, Or would you have them build up over a few weeks? Because I have a feeling that if you're one of these people who has heart, like I'm talking about, you're more prone to injuring yourself as well. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'll finish up on this thought. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Jimi Hendrix, Red House. Jimi Hendrix was inspired by many of the early blues artists. I took my son Chase to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame once in Cleveland, Ohio. They have a whole wing dedicated to Jimi Hendrix and some of his early influences. G. Jimmy merged blues and psychedelic rock and roll. He was the first one to do it. And that song kind of shows that blues. Okay. Getting back to this discussion about heart for a moment longer. Then I'll let you guys go. You know, I remember early on when I had my heart problem, which led me to physical culture, saved my life. My heart problem saved my life. And I started reading a lot of research on cardiac remodeling because I knew that my heart problem, I needed to change the cells in my heart over time from sick cells to healthy cells. And I needed to do that with heavy resistance training, proper sleep, removing all the crap from my diet, losing the body fat, which also carries a great toxic load. Didn't happen overnight, happened over years. But one of the studies that I remember reading was that the heart has a mechanism in the brain that is a feedback loop, and it is a governor of sorts. The heart actually tells the brain when you're getting close to a workload that is dangerous. And it actually stimulates hormones associated with anxiety and fear. And it's designed to protect you from killing yourself. It's designed to save your life. But the problem with that mechanism I've come to learn is people have more of the mythical heart, and it overrides the physical heart. So they believe they can push themselves. They haven't run in 15 years, and they decide that they're going to start running, and they go out. And because they used to be able to run 10 miles in a marathon of some sort, they go, I'm going to go out and run 5 miles today, and boom, they drop dead. Testosterone plays a role in the mythical heart. Make no bones about it. You know, testosterone is demonized, and it's the evil hormone responsible for wars and terrorism because men are evil. So therefore, testosterone is evil. This is the new feminist approach to America. Very, very bad. Very stupid. But testosterone influences the mythical heart. I probably had high testosterone levels my whole life. When I look back, I see all the things. I probably could have been a really decent professional athlete or semi-professional athlete or even collegiate athlete had I not gotten caught up in the streets and drugs and all that sort of stuff, and all my energies went to evil instead of good. God knows I'm a pretty decent athlete at this late stage of the game. But testosterone plays a very, very large role in the mythical heart. And we see this in studies that wrongly accused testosterone in elderly sick men who were put on HRT, or TRT, I should say, and then have cardiac events. So they immediately say it's the testosterone, but it's really not. We know that. Those of us with any common sense know that if you're a sick dude in your late 50s and 60s, you're overweight, you haven't done anything physical in forever, and they put you on 200 milligrams of testosterone a week, in about 2 weeks, you feel like you're 25 again. Oh, my God. I feel so good. I feel like I can do anything. But guess what, dude? You can't do anything. You feel like you can do anything. The mythical heart says, I can do that. But the physical heart goes, are you crazy? I mean, the most you do is walk from the car to the house and from the car to work. And you think you're going to go do that? Testosterone takes a man and wakes his libido up till he's 20. But guess what, dude? Maybe you were able to spend hours making love when you were in your 20s and 30s, but you haven't done that in 30 years. You can't just jump in bed with your wife and go, I'm back, honey. No, you're not back. You're going to die and pin her to the bed while she waits for, you know, the ambulance come and take your big fat ass off of her. Testosterone plays a large role in the mythical heart. And if you're on TRT and you're new on TRT, you need to turn down the heat a little bit and give your body a chance to catch up with the mythical heart. Because you just shifted your mythical heart back into 25 and 30, but your physical heart is still 57 and out of shape. If you're one of these people who understands what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. You go in there, and I remember one day I was deadlifting. It was shortly after losing my father. I'm going to give you an example of the mythical heart. This was when I first cracked 600 pounds in the deadlift. This was the event. This is what took place. I've actually told this story in pieces on the show over the years, but I've never really discussed it as the cornerstone of a subject. I was at Powerhouse Gym on Westport Road here in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was working my – I had been deadlifting in the 500s for quite some time. I had never pulled 600 pounds. I never thought I could pull 600 pounds. I was on testosterone at the time, but nothing mad. I was still on my HRT dose, 250 milligrams a week. This one particular day, I was thinking a lot about my dad. He had just died. I think probably he had died about a year earlier. And I was listening to a good song on my earphones, and I don't know, I just felt like, you know, I think I could probably do it today. And 600 pounds was probably 45 pounds more than I had ever pulled up to that point. I was a lot heavier than I am too right now. Tissue leverage. I was about 275 pounds. So I remember getting down and grabbing the bar. And all of a sudden, I felt like I imagined my father was standing behind me. And he was kind of like rooting for me, right? And then all of a sudden, I didn't plan this. It just happened. I remember thinking that my father's spirit stepped into my body, and I looked at my hands, and I could see his hands. Like as a halo of mine. Holding the bar. And I remember him whispering in my ear, "We can do this." The God's honest truth. I remember the hair stood up on the back of my neck at that moment. And I remember pushing my butt down and pulling that bar up. And I remember pushing my hips out. And I imagined that I was so focused. It felt like it took a long time. I remember everything I was doing, that my father was in me doing it with me. And I remember standing there for a second and holding the bar, locked out. I didn't want it to be like a pull and drop. And then I let the bar go and it hit the ground. And I literally broke down. I didn't break down because I pulled the weight. I broke down because I had a spiritual moment. I had a moment where my mythical heart took my body hostage and made it do something it was not a willing participant of. And it was scary to me. I was afraid after it all happened. I wasn't afraid while I was doing it, because I really believed that my father's power was in me. And my father was a strong dude. But I was afraid after I did it and I realized what I had just done. I got nervous. I remember shaking. I wasn't shaking because I was weak. I was shaking because I got nervous. I got scared. And I remember Jeff Rui walked over to me and said, "Dude, that was all right." That is an example of heart. Heart is more than something physical. Heart is something magical. And if you're one of these people who has heart, you know it. You know it because you've done these things before. You've felt this way before. You've done something that you knew you couldn't do. And you know that it was more than you doing it. You know what I'm talking about. And if you're one of these people that comes with responsibility, because you cannot use it recklessly, you can't just use it just because you want to, because you will hurt yourself. Because heart doesn't care that you can't do it. Heart is like a spoiled child sometimes. It wants what it wants. And if it hurts you in the process, it's okay. So if you're somebody who trains with great heart, remember to back down once in a while. And remember that having great heart comes with great responsibility. Great responsibility. So stay injury free, stay healthy, stay strong. Remember, live stronger, live longer. That's the motto of this show. That's all I've got for today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.